latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Hillsong Worship this week releases a brand new studio EP, There Is More Studio Sessions. The six-track compilation follows on the heels of its chart-topping full-length album, There Is More, and fastest-growing single in church history, What a Beautiful Name, that earned the group its first career Grammy Award win earlier this year. Hillsong Worship's Brooke Liggettwood says the collective praise that God breathes on their labour and gifts.
We labour to bring the best of our craft to what we do and to honour the gifts that God has given us and steward them well. But then also we pray that God's blessed by our labour and that if he so chooses, that he might breathe his Holy Spirit on it.
With more than 20 million career album sales and more than 1.5 billion career streams, Hillsong Worship is undisputedly one of the genre's most influential artists in the history of contemporary Christian music. The group has helped shape praise and worship for almost three decades, while redefining Christian music to the masses with a catalogue sung by an estimated 50 million people worldwide each week. The collective's latest full-length album, There Is More, which broke the Street Week record for audio-video streams in the Christian genre with more than 8.3 million streams, continues to make a huge imprint worldwide. Earning over 71 million total streams since its release 3 months ago, the project debuted in America at number 26 overall on the Billboard Top 200 album chart, number 8 on the Billboard Digital Albums, and number 2 on the Christian and Gospel Billboard Top 100. At home, the album debuted at number 1 on iTunes and number 2 on ARIA. The lead single, Who You Say I Am, has been one of the most played songs on Australian Christian radio for the past 7 weeks. The radio version of that song opens the new Hillsong Worship EP, There Is More, Studio Sessions. The other tunes are The Passion, You Are Life, Be Still, New Wine, and a reimagined version of Touch of Heaven. Two-time Australian Grammy Award-winning duo for King and Country will release its new full-length album in October. Titled Burn the Ships, the project includes the duo's current number one Australian radio single, Joy. The song is a significant one for the boys as it's given them their first ever appearance in America on Billboard's all-genre digital song sales chart. Joy has been streamed in excess of 4 million times in the US alone, and its accompanying music video surpassed 1 million views within days. Joel Smallbone, one half of For King and Country, says he hopes the new music connects with people in a positive way.
This is for the people, isn't it? I mean, you know, we kind of built into our band name. It's for King and for Country. It's for the world. It's for the people.
That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.